Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is means nothing.
And Reggie Adetula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-416.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. Appreciate you hanging out with us. And on Sports Radio 610, all day long, it's been it's always fun to chill with us, and especially when you get a day like today where Nick Serio joins the program. Mm-hmm. Always good when he gets to sit down and talk to Sean and Seth, and they always get into some really interesting things, especially at a time like this where you're 3 weeks away from the NFL draft, and you get a little bit of an insight into what free agency has looked like and what the draft might look like. And in talking to the fellas, Nick Serio, I think he shed a little bit of light on this offensive line project, of course, in large part because the guys asked great questions. And this was Nick Serio earlier today on with those fellas. I think it was 7:30 when he was on. And Sean asked him, what change were you looking for in the offensive line room? Obviously talking about kind of the moves that they made, mm-hmm. namely sending Laremy Tunsil out, and just kind of what was the objective there?
No, there's never anything specific. I think what you try to do is after each season, you kind of take a step back, make an evaluation. All right, what happened? Is there anything that we feel that we need to do moving forward? And there's going to be change. We've talked about this on this show. Your team's going to turn over X number of percent each year. So every situation, you kind of evaluate case by case. I don't think we went to the offseason and said, well, we're going to do A, B, C, and D. That's never really how it works. What you have to do is just kind of take inventory of where you are and try to take advantage of the opportunities as they present themselves. So in the Laremy situation, that was something that, you know, we weren't certainly intent on doing or that we were motivated to do. I think when we just looked at the situation, we felt that it was the opportunity in front of us that made sense. Washington had a need, and then we consummated the trade. And, you know, ultimately we felt like that was the best decision for the Texans at that particular time. So I think you always know going to the offseason, you're going to add players. There are going to be some players that go on and off the team. There are going to be some players that go on and off the roster. We made, I would say, changes offensively from Coach Kaley to Coach Popovich. So from the coordinator to the offensive line. So that's kind of step one. There's going to be personnel changes that take place. We've seen a number of changes that have taken place across the entire team, not just the offensive line. So I think the big thing that we've talked about and D'Amico and I are focused on is just trying to carry as much competition on the team as possible. And in the end, it's going to come down to how well we execute on Sunday. So we're a long way from that. It's April 3rd. Where we end up beginning of September, whatever the first game is, nobody really knows. But, you know, we felt the way we're positioned right now, we have a number of players on the offensive line with varying levels of experience that have played a lot of football, including some of the players that are returning on our team. Obviously, the players that we brought on externally have played a lot of football. How it all transpires and how it all sorts itself out, TBD. But, you know, we feel like we're in a decent spot right now. And I think the big thing is just being able to go out there and get the five best guys on the field, you know, bring eight to the game, but get the five best guys that are out there. And hopefully we can go out there and just play good football and execute on a consistent basis. So there were times as a team, I would say not just specific to the offensive line as a team, did a number of really good things last year. There were other areas that, you know, we probably could have done a little bit better. So that's where, you know, it's a year-to-year league, and your team's going to change, and we're no different than any other team.
All right, so you ever listen to somebody talking on an interview and you actually talk out loud yourself? Because when I was listening to the first part of this, I went, what? Literally said, what?
And talking about the opportunity?
He's not talking about Austin Deculus. He's talking about Laremy Tunsil.
Right.
That's what got me. Like, I get his concept, and I'm not, look.
There is no I in team.
Look, let me be very, very clear. I understand the reason that they moved on from Laremy Tunsil. But it wasn't like, hey, we saw an opportunity. No. How many times have we heard Nick Caserio say, we want to get the best players we can to be Houston Texans?
Mm-hmm.
Laremy Tunsil, for all the other stuff that was a factor in them moving on for him, might have been the best player on the team, depending on how you feel about a couple of other guys.
Sure.
Right? But he was in the top three, top four.
Definitely the highest paid.
Definitely the highest paid. So when he said, yeah, we saw an opportunity, the Commanders needed a tackle, and we made the decision. I'm like, what? If he's talking about Austin Deculus, maybe I misheard. If he's talking about Austin Deculus, I'm in.
No, I can confirm it was talking about Laremy Tunsil.
Do you feel like the opportunity was getting that third and second round pick?
I know.
For Laremy, again, how many times have we heard, look, it's a little bit of criticism of his answer. Yes, I'm going to tell you that up front. I get why they did it. So I don't want to separate that. But the reason they did it is because what he said later. He said, we want to get the best five guys. We want to get the best five guys with the new coordinator,
but there's
the new offensive line coach.
But again, like, I don't think that you absolutely needed to make this move at this particular moment if you're just going best five guys, right?
We
know cap considerations came into this, yeah. And when he talks about opportunity, that's probably a large part of it, an opportunity to move on from that particular cap hit, mm-hmm. from that player. But then going back to best five guys, Laremy Tunsil, at least pass blocking wise, is there. So like you would have to acknowledge that there's something else within that.
That's the point.
Right. Like there's something else within that.
We had an opportunity.
Right. That does not fully speak to the idea of, well, you know, whoever initiated, which honestly we didn't get to the bottom of there. I know Seth said that he wished he would have followed up with that, which would have been really cool, but only God knows if Nick would have given you that. Mm-hmm. But let's say when you say we had an opportunity, it does make me seem like the Commanders maybe initiated, like, hey, mm-hmm. is this something that we could get? And if that's the case, imagine Nick Caserio again, like, all right, well, you know, they're thinking about trading for this guy. Mm-hmm. All right, well, yeah, we can maybe get commensurate value from that. That does not seem like the way that you go about a player that you feel is
when the window's open.
Yes, when the window's open, that you feel like is instrumental to what you're doing.
Again, all due respect, Austin Deculus, or Nick Broeker or something. This was Laremy Tunsil. So, clearly he's being, very tactful about the reasons, and I get that, but it did make me go, that's weird.
But I did find it interesting that at a certain point he kind of turns to, like, after kind of laying that out when it comes to the actual Laremy Tunsil. But, the idea and the question was kind of what is the change that you're looking for? And he started talking about Nick Kelly as the offensive line, mm-hmm. or sorry, as the coordinator, and Cole Popovich as the offensive line coach. And it very much leans back to the notion that they are putting a lot of this on the scheme and the ability to get for your coordinator and your coaching to get execution out of that position. And it seems like, you obviously talked about competition. We've heard all of that conversation. Mm-hmm. But it does seem like he is making it very explicit. They just believe that this was not, like, this was a Bobby Slowick and Chris Strasser issue. And that they feel like if your technique is better, they can get a different mm-hmm. assortment of five guys to get this to work without having the incredibly high-level play of Laremy Tunsil. And that's quite a gamble to make.
To say the least. And again, I think I said it yesterday, if they do get five guys that all have question marks to some degree to play at a very high level, build a freaking statue because that would be incredible. Technique matters that much, for them. If it works, build a statue because that would be incredible.
Yeah.
These five guys. Now, they're going to add, obviously, but these five guys.
Yeah, and I mean, I mm-hmm. think that when you look at these five guys, I think, mm-hmm. or in the possibility of adding, mm-hmm. Young talented player in the draft or what have you, it's still like there's a lot of, I envision it almost like a parlay, right? Like, does this bet hit? Does this bet hit? There's a lot of bets. There's a lot of bets, including like, you know, first time offensive coordinator and, you know, and Cole Popovich stepping up into that space as offensive line coach. Although, like, there's a level of, I guess, comfortability that they have having worked together in the past. It does then, but highlight that they really are leaning fully into that as the notion, as we are just going to be able to coach it up better.
Clearly. And I mean, he said it. D'Amico said it.
I'm still having I'm having trouble getting to the place that that absolutely works for.
Yeah.
All right, but there's a lot more. There was a lot more. He spent an hour talking to Payne and Pendergast. We'll circle back around to more of that here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Where Sean Bashani, last night on Area 45, quite a take, saying that he could take Seth. When it comes to a boxing match. And to that end, our question of the day, get involved, 713-572-4610. What athlete or what person in sports could you or would you scrap with? We'll talk about it next.